This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Batwoman is coming to television. The CW Network is working on a TV series based on the DC Comics character. The show's being developed with Greg Berlanti, and the character will be introduced during the CW's annual DC series crossover event this December. The Vampire Diaries writer Carolyn Dries is set to write the script and executive produce the series. Very cool. Katy Perry went into a deep depression following the release of her last album and the negative response that followed. Yep, despite debuting at number one on the charts, Witness received mixed reviews from critics and fans. Perry retreated to California's Hoffman Institute to focus on herself and turn to a higher power. Hey, next time, just make a better album, Katie. Sheesh. Brooke Shields and husband Chris Henchy missed a swanky Hamptons dinner on the water when their boat got stuck on a sandbar and they waited out the tide for 5 hours, finally getting safely ashore at 11 p.m. Those who made the festivities at Moby's in East Hampton got a chic Dom Perignon dinner and fireworks. Drat, lovey, we seem to be stuck on a sandbar. A woman's in charge of day-to-day operations on The Walking Dead, as longtime writer and producer Angela Kang has taken over showrunning duties from Scott M. Gimple, who's assumed more of a franchise overseer role. Kang said, quote, "We're going to see our women really step up and they're going to go toe-to-toe with each other and with our men," unquote. Yep, everybody loves zombie nudity.
Do they?
The 61st Annual Grammy Awards will air live from the Staples Center in L.A. on Sunday, February 10th, 2019. This time, the number of nominees for the four top categories, Best New Artist and Album, Song and Record of the Year, will be expanded from 5 to 8. Bruno Mars swept 3 out of the 4 major categories at the 2018 Awards. So now we'll have 7 losers instead of 4. Johnny Depp has settled his lawsuit against his ex-business managers. Earlier this year, the 55-year-old actor sued his former managers for $25 million over fraud and mismanagement. The company fired back with evidence that Johnny and his team were aware of his $40 million debt. He's in the middle of another lawsuit for punching a crew member on a movie set. Yep, famous idiot. Tyrese admits publicly airing his beef with Dwayne The Rock Johnson wasn't cool, calling it unprofessional. Tyrese had accused his Fast and Furious co-star of being selfish when Johnson's FNF spin-off movie shoot schedule pushed back the release date of Furious 9. He admitted going about it all wrong, but didn't apologize. So he's feeling some remorse, but not 100%. Ed Sheeran dominated Pollstar's 2018 mid-year touring charts with a whopping $214 million, the largest recorded since the tally began in 2009. It's a massive 40% increase over last year's number one ranked Guns N' Roses tour, and 20% higher than the chart's previous all-time leader, AC/DC. Perfect, Ed, perfect. Sorry. Sinead Claremont, one of the twin models known for modeling Kanye West's Yeezy fashion line, has been arrested for using a dead man's credit and bank cards. The Instagram model acquired the information from 2 debit cards belonging to the man who had allegedly hired the reality star as a prostitute hours before he was discovered dead. Ugh. You know, you can't make this shit up. Kris Jenner once had to counter pennies before making even the smallest of purchases. The Kardashian momager says that when her late ex-husband Robert Kardashian Sr. filed for divorce after her affair, he cut off her credit cards. She said, quote, "I didn't have anything. I went to the market one day and my credit card didn't work. I couldn't even buy a tomato," unquote. Poor baby. Glassnote Records, the label that's home to acts such as Phoenix, is asking a New York court to determine whether Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, has a claim to royalties he says should be paid to him for streams of his music. Glassnote claims it's due 50% of about $700,000 paid to Glover since 2012 from streaming services like Pandora. This is America. Who's got the cash? The man who was arrested inside Rihanna's home, where he was planning to sexually assault her, is now facing four felony charges. Eduardo Leon was charged with stalking, burglary, vandalism, and resisting arrest. The 26-year-old man was tased and arrested last week after Rihanna's assistant found him inside her LA home, and it looked like he'd been there all day. Yuck. T.I. pulled a fast one for his wife Tiny, getting an Atlanta customizer to soup up a $225,000 Mercedes-Benz S550 convertible in less than 24 hours so he could hand her the keys on her 43rd birthday. He added a custom black wrap with an all-black everything finish. Yep, nothing says gangsta like a $225,000 Mercedes and a gated community. Has been. Rhythm of the Night singer El DeBarge was busted for taking a wrench to a guy's windshield after getting into an argument here. He chased the man out of a house, forcing him to retreat to a nearby RV. He followed the guy with that wrench and smashed the RV's windshield. The other guy called police, who arrested DeBarge for felony vandalism. Can you say, loser? The Trash Bin. An actor who was featured on the soap opera The Young and the Restless has been convicted of molesting a young girl. Corey Seth Sly, 30, was convicted on one count of molesting a child younger than 10. He's facing 5 to 20 years in prison on the felony child molestation conviction. Looks like he took the show's title too seriously. Which makes me want to call him just plain idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Google will fight a record fine by the European Union for competition abuses related to its mobile operating system, Android. Roku has launched wireless speakers for Roku TVs. Twitch's gaming streamers will now be able to let their viewers pop animated GIFs into their live broadcasts. Corning has announced it's coming out with a glass for cell phones this fall that will be almost impossible to break. Count me in.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Mission Impossible Fallout replaces Equalizer 2 as the number one film.
The number one album.
Drake's Scorpion remains the top-selling album.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition remains the number one selling app.
The number one book.
Daniel Silva's The Other Woman is the best-selling fiction book in the country.
21 Pilots was formed in Columbus, Ohio in 2009 by lead vocalist Tyler Joseph, along with two former members who left in 2011. The band now features just two people, Tyler and drummer Josh Dunn. The duo rose to fame in the mid-2010s after several years of touring and independent releases. It wasn't until the release of its fourth album, Blurry Face, in 2015 that the band had success with a single. The album actually produced two hits, Stressed Out and Ride. In addition, the single Heathens for the soundtrack of the film Suicide Squad was also a huge hit. Now they're back with a brand new track, and we love it. Here's 21 Pilots with the song of the week, Jumpsuit. That was 21 Pilots with the song of the week, Jumpsuit. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.